Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 8th, 2009. Extremely brisk and cold and windy where we live, although it's beautiful to look out at. Well, pardon my voice today. It seems like Brooksy and I have traded some raspiness, and my voice periodically will cut out, so she may read a greater portion of today's podcast. And we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, preparing these messages each weekday morning with a goal to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Walking Worthily, with the scripture text being Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
We often feature photos from our friend Doris High's blog on our posts, and today some will be able to guess where she and her husband Kerwin are traveling based upon her feature photo today. Now that's on the website itself or email post. Well, Brooksine observed that the giant boot must have been created in recent years since it was not there at the flagship L.L. Bean retail store in Freeport, Maine, where we last visited over 10 years ago now. Well, kind of reminds us of the giant rocking chair our family sat in at Branson several years ago. And by the way, I have a link to that particular picture as well.
As followers of Christ, we have some mighty big boots to fill based on today's call in Scripture. Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. I suppose if we were writing this at the time of Christ's walk on earth, we would write, we have some mighty big sandals to fill. The Apostle Paul uses this theme of walking worthily several times in his writings. Ephesians 4:1 says, Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. 1 Thessalonians 2:12b says, Walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
Let's spend a few moments this morning examining today's main text and the nature of walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. This involves seeking to please Him in all respects.
Well, this is certainly an all-inclusive statement. We are also to find out what pleases the Lord in Ephesians 5:10. As followers of Christ, this is an ongoing pursuit, and the main source of finding out what pleases Him is indicated so in the Holy Scriptures. Increasing the effort to walk with and please the Lord will run contrary to the world's way of thinking. It would be an extremely rare media interview where the, quote, expert, end quote, directs us to dig into the Scriptures to find the Lord's answer for the problem at hand. Additionally, we are moving into an era where good is called evil and evil is called good, Isaiah writes about in chapter 5, verse 20.
Bearing fruit in every good work.
Jesus Christ called his disciples to fruitfulness and good works. John 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. One of my favorite scriptures, Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Well, all over the world today, our brothers and sisters are doing this, often unseen and normally unheralded. Their reward here on earth is seeing changed lives, and their greater eternal reward is yet to come. Whether it's in the tough prison setting, the lonely nursing homes, the hospice volunteer, the pregnancy crisis counselor, or any door you walk through where you can shine the light of Christ in a darkened circumstance.
Increasing in the knowledge of God.
Well, to do so, we must read, meditate, and even pray the scriptures aloud. Avail yourself to study Bibles so that you become familiar with the historical settings or benefit from seeing outlines of a Bible book. Character studies of familiar and not so familiar Bible personalities are commonly featured. I know I enjoy this, and it helps me when I do read the scripture to just get a better grasp. And so Also caution that we only supplement our Bible readings with this information. It is never a replacement for reading the Scripture itself.
The basic text of Holy Scripture. Well, to summarize our Bible text today and our exposition thereof, we must submit our ways to God in our walk, in our behavior, in our productivity, and in our godly knowledge. Let us be faithful so that we bring honor to our Father in heaven.
And let us pray together. Father, we want to continue to live in you, our faith being rooted and built up in you, and strengthened through teaching from the Holy Scriptures and from the example of godly believers. Help us to be faithful in our walk, in our talk, in our actions, and in expanding our spiritual knowledge so that we will be able to walk in a manner that pleases you and honors your holy name. Amen.
Amen. So once again, forgive us our voice problems. At one point, Brooksine had to step away. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We place the daily message up on the site each weekday, and it's also archived. And of course, many of you read this initially through our email list, where you receive the message and then click on the audio link for the podcast. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, January 8th, 2009. We do have several recommended songs today, as well as that photo of the large boot taken by our friend Doris High. Our blessings upon you as you seek to walk worthily.